The following message is an Antioch Bible Church presentation.
So let's pray. Father, thank you so much for being our God, and thank you for the privilege that we have today to talk about what you have called us to do as a church, to lay the vision out, for us all to see where you want us to join in, where you can see where we are committed to, where there is no compromise, where there is a calling. And Father, move me out of the way that you may have the freedom to say what you wish to say and do whatever to whomever. And Lord, if we look at your vision for this church, may it be a vision that all churches should have. For Father, it is based off your word 100%. In your Son's most holy, precious, glorious name, we all say. For those of you that are visiting, I heard that amen. We say praise God at the end of our prayers. So don't let that catch you next time you come to visit. We're going to walk through all the ministries today. Because one of the major things that we have said years and years and years here is that Antioch is probably one of the best kept secrets around. Antioch does so many things that you would not even believe. And so oftentimes when you are just sitting on Sundays, and you come in and you see the first service and second service and you leave, you miss out on a great deal of what's going on through the weeks and through the months and through our fiscal year. And there's been so many questions at times about what do you do with the people you have? Why do we have so many people? It's because of the philosophy that I have believed from day one of how to grow a church is the years I spend in the Word, of looking at how Jesus Christ expects his bride to do certain things. Is Antioch of Kirkland the church? Is Antioch and Kirkland the church? No. Antioch and Kirkland is not the church of the bride of Christ. Acts 13 is the church that God has called the New Testament church to be. The new church there in Acts 13, transitioning from the Old Testament, was a church that was for everybody. Everybody. Regardless of education, regardless of social being, regardless of color, regardless of culture, regardless of traditions, the New Testament church was supposed to be able to fold you in, make you feel at home, and allow you to be obedient to what God has called you to be. And I still don't understand, and we're going to get back a little bit more aggressive this year as we look at our mantra that we're going to call for all year long. And that is, why does so many churches all look alike when it comes to color? Why do so many churches all look alike when it comes to worship? Why do so many churches all look alike when it comes to understanding of your influence that we're supposed to have outside of the four walls? And most of the time, that means that you don't disturb that which is outside the wall. God wants us to stay inside the four walls. What does it mean for us to stand, to be the salt of the earth? I heard that a salt is not that good staying inside the salt shaker. Can I have an amen? Amen? Have you ever tried to season your food by not shaking the salt out? And everybody knows if you're really going to have a good meal, you got to have two spices at least. Salt and, thank you very much. Is that not what the church should be like every day that we walk into it? Not one set of spices. Because if you just use pepper, you can probably end up with heartburn. And if you just use salt, you're going to end up with a stroke. So let's put a little paprika in our food, in our services every day. And with Acts 13, you're going to be seeing here in a moment that we want to get more involved in going out and challenging churches with what we believe the biblical model of what the New Testament church should be. And that does not make us a very popular church. But we're not here for popularity. We're here to do what God has called us to do, And there's nothing more important than those of us who call it home. Can I get an amen? Amen. All right, let's start with our slideshow. I hope you enjoy what we're going to be doing. Now, this logo, I'm going to sit down so you can concentrate more on what's going on the board instead of this dot at the end of the sentence that's standing up here in front of you. This logo is what you're going to see with our new Antioch app. Where is Joel? Is Joel in? So I'm going to be going through on all the different ministries, and I'm going to be calling all the leaders out so that you'll be able to also see some of those leaders that is ministering to you, and oftentimes in such a way that is so sacrificial you wouldn't believe it. Joel, all right, what time, what's the schedule you think on our Antioch app? So what were we looking at, a month, 2 months, year, 4 months, 4 years? Couple of weeks, and we'll be able to reveal that. Can I get an amen? Yeah, download the Antioch app. Let's give Joel and the guys a big hand for getting that ready for us. That's what it means to minister together as God calls us in our different talents and our different abilities. And that is why it's so important for us to understand where we are going in the next several years, starting next Sunday. We're now in the book of John. Man, it has been an awesome, we spent the first year in the first six chapters. We are rolling. Like unbelievable. We are now in John chapter 7, and boy, I cannot wait to get in chapter 8 to deal with what the rejection of Jesus Christ is beginning to take place, and then 9 and 11, the last two miracles that is in the book of John, describing how we are to walk with Christ after we become Christians. For this year, we're going to have a new mantra. Everyone's going to know it. Everyone's going to be able to repeat it. Everyone's going to be able to explain what it means. We're going to go with our 4G program. How many G's?
Four.
4G ministry. Ha, ha, ha. We're going to gather. We're going to grow. We're going to give. And we're going to go. Gather. Now, it'll be pretty neat just to have those four G's up there just because they all start with G. And it'd be really neat to have those four G's up there because of your phones. But it works really good when you got scripture behind it. Can I have an amen? Amen. Let's look at the scripture behind gather. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 25. I like it better. I'm going to read it in the Revised King James, and the New King James goes this way. But I like it the way it's said basically in some of the old King James versions. But let me read it here first. Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as ye see the day approaching. What day approaching? That which is coming very quickly, as far as I'm concerned, about the way the world is going, especially these United States of America. The King James isn't very politically correct in how it really says it. In some of the earlier King James versions, it says this: forsake not the gathering of the brethren as some of the heathens do. Can I have an amen? Do you know the Bible kind of look at us if we are not in a fellowship? We're not under authority of leadership. If we're not a member of the church, you are forsaking the gathering of the brothers in order for us to encourage one another to, what's next? Grow. Turn with me, please. What we're going to do is we're going to start, if you've noticed, we're starting in the back. First verse is the furthest inside the New Testament. Then the next you back up, and then the next you back up, and then the next, and the last one is at the first book of the New Testament. Got it? Let's see what we're going to do. When we gather, there's a purpose for gathering instead of a social club. There's a purpose for gathering instead of seeing old friends. There's a purpose for gathering instead of saying, well, I've done my Christian duty for the week. The purpose for gathering is to grow. 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 3, please. We are bound to thank God always for you, brethren, as it is fitting, because your faith groweth exceedingly, and the love of every one of you all towards each other abounds. We're going to see that there's going to be words, one letter words, when we get to the end of our presentation, that's going to submit what we're going to say when I say, we gather, you're going to give me a word. And I'm going to say, we grow, and you're going to give me a word in response to that. That's going to be our mantra. It's going to be all year long. It's going to be every Sunday. It's going to be for you. You're going to see it. You're going to hear it. You're going to be able to even repeat it in your sleep before we get through. Can I get an amen? So we gather. When we gather to do what? As we grow, we turn out in obedience that we need to. Turn with me to Luke chapter 6. I know some of you are saying, can we skip this verse? No, we cannot, because it is about more than the offering. Giving is more than what? Offering is about giving money. It's more than giving money. Chapter 6, verse 38. Give and it shall be given unto who? Give and give in good measure, pressed down and shaken together, and running over shall men give into your bosom. For with the same measure that you measure, it shall be measured unto you. Is the Bible true? Is the Bible true? Then why at times are we afraid to be obedient to what it says, because we are so afraid that we're going to be short at the end of the month? And it's not just money, money that's going to come back to you when you give. There are other ways that God brings back and fill your bosom up. Remind me of a friend of mine that was so shy. He would go to Kentucky Fried Chicken and ask for chicken bosoms. Some of you get that all the way home. That was real funny. See if you can find a couple of those when you go to the barbecue today. Hey, man, can I say an amen on that? We're going to find out as we walk through this today, what are the different ways that you and I are supposed to give in order to make Antioch Bible Church a church that is to be reckoned with in our time and in our day? What do you have to give besides just an hour and a half on Sunday morning? We encourage everyone not to do just one service. I know it's difficult at times with the amount of space we have and the amount of parking we have. But I think that until we learn to be thankful for what God has given us, why should he give us more? If we can start praising him for what we do have, watch what he will open up and allow us to have that will blow your mind. There are a lot of churches out there with a huge, huge building with no one to fill it up. We'll be more than happy to switch with them. Can I have an amen? But it's kind of like a good restaurant. Sometimes it's good just to be crowded. At least you know people want to be there. Okay, we gather. If we gather, we're going to do what? If we grow, we're going to learn to do what? Give. If we learn to give, we're going to learn to do what? Go. Turn with me to Matthew chapter 28. Matthew 28, you got it? Verse 19 and 20. Go ye therefore. Go where? Everywhere. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them inside your church and your church only. Did I read that wrong? It's a good thing to bring your Bible to church, isn't it? Because, man, I can come up with some good verses, never ever been in there. But as long as you bring your Bible, I got to keep it straight. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. I am with you always, even unto the ends of the age. What did he say? Lo, I am with you. That's why for years as a Christian, I didn't want to fly. Some of you get it, man. I mean, you know, some of y'all are awfully slow. Good heavens. Take me high as you want to, just so one foot's still on the ground. They'll get it later, you know what I'm saying? All right. Gather, grow, give, go. Speak me, speak to me, speak to me. What are the four G's? How many of those is optional? Wow. That's a good church right there. If you understand that none of those are optional, how many people, if it is not optional for anyone, qualify not to do all four G's? How hard is that to answer, Mark? Is that hard to answer? If there's no options, how many people in here have the option not to do all four G's? Excellent. We got to keep it straight and clean. All right. Gather. Next slide. Watch this. I like this. We gather for fellowship with each other and to worship the Lord together as a family. That's what the New Testament church is. We're family. When one hurts, all hurts. When one is blessed, all is blessed. When one can be happy, we have our tendency to be happy. Because it's not about us. We stand here at Antioch on the most important aspect of verses, Ephesians. Have this mind in you which is in Christ Jesus, thinking of others being more important than your. Do you know that your wife, if you're a husband, is more important than you? They are the other. Do you know that if you're a wife, your husband in Ephesians is the other? I think sometimes we forget that we want the other to be outside the house. That way we don't have to live that other so consistently. We gather to fellowship, to worship, to bring in some serious music. I mean, from the youngest of the young to oldest of the old. And when the old is hearing what they like, the young had to claim Ephesians. Can I get an amen? Amen? You may not like what you like today, but you can praise God that someone who's more important than you is hearing what they like today. Because I know it's kind of funny, but when you hear young people what you want to hear, the older people's got to claim Ephesians. It works both ways. And the word of God overrides all generations and all cultures and all likes and all dislikes. That's what the modern day New Testament church out of Acts 13 is all about. Gather to worship. What do we do when we gather? To worship. Gather to worship. What are we going to do in order to make that more productive, that first G? What do you have to do to make that first G more possible? We have to support the ministry in order for us to be able to hire a full-time minister of music. What I mean by that is we need a younger man to come in that we can hire that Dr. Newby can pour himself into. Because I know it's kind of hard to believe, but one day Dr. Newby is not going to be able to even see with glasses. We got to teach him Braille. That's all of us, because most of us been here for 20-some years. You guys know that? Most of us been here. We got to bring in the young. We got to develop the young. We got to go with a hired full-time young man who's going to be able to take over here in several years as Antioch continues to be Antioch. Develop four rotating praise teams serving with three worship leaders. Can I get an amen on that? Man, I mean, we want to blow it up. I mean, every Sunday, we want it to be so good that you will feel like you missed something if you don't get here on time. That's what the worship is. That's what bringing the music in. That's what touching all. What's that? Dr. Newby, are you here?
Yes, sir.
What's that word for different types of music?
You can say style.
Or you can say genre. I'm going to stick with style. Can I have an amen, Antioch? Genre. Black men don't say words like that, man. But I keep forgetting he is a doctor of music. The doctor. Build strong instrumental rhythm sections so we can play any and everything. We're going to get back out there, folks. Man, we used to, as Antioch, before we start concentrating on what we don't have, we used to put it out in people's faces, man. During Dr. Martin Luther King Day, we did the best montage for Martin you've ever seen in your life. Blew folks away, filled up Bill Arroyo Hall down there. And then we get so caught up in what we don't have, and we get so caught up in what we can't do. And man, it's going to cost that much. I'm sick and tired of hearing about money. I don't have any anyway. Why worry about it? God's got to take care of it. We cannot control what comes in. We just got to control what goes out. And we're doing that. We're going to make the sacrifices. But we're not going to sit around wondering what we cannot do. But we're going to start dreaming about what we need to do and what God has called us to do. And the only way that's going to happen is for you to take ownership in it. No better way than the family to take responsibility. We need those instrumentals in order to take care of all the different genres that is necessary to minister to a church. That's what I said. You understood what I was saying. That's why you're trying to correct me. Can I get an amen? And if they didn't understand what I was saying, they wouldn't be trying to correct me. They just want to be important. Y'all want to stand up right now? All right, when we talk about gather, what's the word behind gather? To worship. What are we going to do when we gather?
Worship.
Why do we gather?
Worship.
That, my friends, leads to growth. How are we going to grow? Is that slide up there? Growth slide. There we go. How are we going to grow? In truth what? In truth according to Antioch Bible Church in Kirkland? According on denominationalism? According on culture? According on color? No, the truth of the word. The truth of the word. As long as we at Antioch are maturing personally in Christ and bringing people to Christ, then we are carrying out God's plan for our own growth. Our Christianity is not to be based upon just us having it and us protecting it. It is to give away, and you cannot give something away if you're stagnant. We cannot give it away if we are. So how are we going to grow? How about leadership and development? Next slide. Do you guys know that we're offering classes on Sundays and throughout the week for leadership and discipleship? Many of you have the opportunity to develop. We need more leaders. We need more disciples. That's how we grow in truth. That's how we share the gospel outside the four walls. We need to develop leaders by design, not by accident. That means that we're going to be calling on you. That means we're going to be expecting you to be in these classes, to learn yourselves, and then start teaching these classes because we want to run out of room. I want 200 people on a list waiting to serve. How many people waiting to serve? How many people I want in the choir, Dr. Newby? Can't hear you. Singing all kinds of what styles? Okay, all right. Quality leaders take time to develop, but they are worth the investment when they are what? Running beside you. Running beside you. Carl Payne. All right, my brother. We're developing leaders. How many leaders do we want to develop each year from now on? We want to now develop at least 15 to 20 new leaders that's ready to take over leadership, not just know it, but ready to take over leadership, ready to develop and disciple other people and other men, other women. We need women training women. We need men training men. Can I get an amen on that?
Amen.
How about a praise the Lord?
Praise the Lord.
Now lower that truck. Praise the Lord, that truck. Growth in truth also means that we have to adopt these four G's. It means that we have to believe in these four G's. And it means that you have to personally accept the responsibility to live these four G's. Growth in truth in Christian education. How many of you guys know the different numbers that's going on and how we're touching our kids? Children's Sunday schools serving 180 kids. Preschoolers and elementary kids with 44 workers. 180 preschoolers and elementary kids with 44 workers. You think that's enough workers? If it's not enough workers, then that means that some of you need to have the Holy Spirit speak to you today. Because this isn't about Hutch. This isn't about the staff. This isn't about the elder board. This is about you and I taking on personally the four G's to help us grow. It is a ministry of us. There's no such thing as an army of one. Unless you want to get killed real quick. Our nursery serving 70 children with 40 workers. Wow. Awana serving 110 kids with 35 workers. Did you guys know all this was going on? You can walk in the church, come sit down in the service, leave and think, what is Antioch doing? What are we giving for? Don't seem like they're doing anything to me. Only thing it seems like to me is they just got too many people. Our priorities, people first, program second, facilities third. I have always believed that if you got the right person in place, you save money. If you got the right person in place, you save money. I'm going to explain that a little bit more here in a few moments. Because it isn't at Antioch we believe that the tithe has the capability of taking care of what God has called you to do. You have to have other means in order to do that. And we are cooking on the other side. And eventually, you're going to be amazed at what's going to take place and you're going to be able to see. I'm just going to give you a little taste of it as we go through this today. John Peterson, where are you? Yo, bro. Are you satisfied with the amount of workers that you have? We need to double the amount of adults that we have. Do you think that we have enough people in here today that can be accomplished? And if we don't hurry up and get out of here before they're faint, they may be able to volunteer. BJ, are you here? Where are you, dude? All righty. Amen. Let's give BJ a hand. Got the next slide up there for children's, next slide, Sure Foundation Choir. Serving 88 children with 20 workers. That's what they say, you got 20. I think you need five more though, right?
I think I
Oh, you lost me on my numbers. Oh, evangelistically speaking, we got 20. All right, so we need 20. Okay, in the different areas. If you want to know what those areas are in the Sure Foundation Choir, if you have not ever seen one of our children's program, you have missed one of the top qualities that you can see in any church of any size anywhere in these United States. Let's give our choir director a great hand. Thank you, BJ. Appreciate it so much. This year, dear summer, you know we had backyard Bible clubs. We reached 210 children in our backyard Bible clubs. Let's give God a hand on that. John, does most of those children attend Antioch or just neighborhoods? Both, in neighborhoods and those who attend the church. Excellent. Our youth, junior high and high school, had 100 junior highs and senior highs last month go on the retreat, one of the largest retreats that we've had here in Antioch. We had 21 baptisms. Let's give God a hand on that. We had so many life-changing decisions down there. It was unbelievable. Luke, are you here? All right, Luke, tell me something, bro. Are you satisfied with 100 junior high and senior hires? Never satisfied. We're going to roll. If you have high schoolers, you have junior hires that want to be taught, want to be molded, and the way that we can do it here at Antioch, help us out. Get involved as you are a parent. Help us out. Help mold the program. Help us out. No one has all the answers. Can I get an amen? We need to learn together as we walk together. Adult classes. Man, there's a lot going on in Christian education, isn't it? All this is for us to grow how? All this is help us to grow how? Adult class, 180 people have completed Financial Peace University already, and many have had their finances turned around. In Touch class ministers to 30 plus each Sunday, prime time, more marriage and newly married ministers to a dozen more, and we need more of you to join those classes. Why? Because we want to grow how? Small groups. Small groups, over 20 small groups throughout the area with around 200 people participating. Did you guys know that? If you didn't know that, that means you're not in a small group. And if we're going to be growing in this church in truth, you need to be a part of a small group. That's how we minister to one another better. That's how you find out what's going on in each other's lives instead of having a church this size, and you can go for months without anyone knowing that you have a problem. Small groups. We encourage everyone here to get in touch with John Peterson and his group to get in a what? All right. Give. Check this out. Whether it is your time, your talent, or your treasure, your three T's. We got four G's and three T's. Are we rolling now? Time. Next. Next. Most of us are oftentimes, I was talking to the staff, and I go, man, do you think we have more givers than we have servers? And John says, in Christian education, he said, well, you know, we probably need to check that out. Very few churches can even say that. They need to check whether they have more givers than servers. That's an awesome, awesome, I mean, folks, that is an awesome blessing from you. Unbelievable that we can have almost as many servers as we do givers, and we need to increase both with your talents. We need to increase both with your time. Well, I got something I want to tell you. Absolutely phenomenal. Give how? Do we push money at this church? What do we push? Obedience. We do not push giving. We do not push money. It is about obedience. I want to praise you guys for something. Did you know that you guys gave last year $3.2 million? I can't hear you. That is a praise that you have been obedient to $3.2 million last year. The problem is we needed 3.4. If everyone would be just obedient in their time and their talents and treasures, just 10%, if everyone's here, we would have over $5 million a year. We cannot control what goes, what comes in, but we can control what? What goes out. We had about a $233,000 shortfall last year. And our priorities is people first, program second, and facilities third. And the first one that suffers in those priorities are the people. So we need to cut back on what's coming in. Or we need to increase what is coming in as we decrease what's going out. They should balance each other out in obedience. Right now we have cut $14,000 a month. And people first, the first priority is salaries. That gives us a savings next year alone, just taken from salaries, $193,121. Why? Because we want to line up and be obedient to what's coming in. We also cut out the Hutch Rush, which the church really didn't pay for the majority of it, but we cut that out. That is another minimum. Jerry, are you here? Jerry? There you are. What was the average of the Hutch Rush per month? About 5,000. So we've cut out almost 60,000 on top of the 193. So that puts us savings over the 233 that didn't come in. Plus, you got to also understand that the largest givers, the majority of the largest givers in this church is staff members. So when the staff don't get paid, tithing goes down. And at an average, if you just say $6,000 a year per salary, per person for giving, that is another almost $40,000. And by the little incidentals that we add up, we have really cut back because that is what we're supposed to do. And that is why it's important for all of us to make sure we do what we need to do, to make sure that the ministry can go and not think about what we cannot do, but to think about what? What we should do, what we can do. Because once we learn to give so that we can, what's next? Go. What time is the clock is turning? I can't see. It's 12:30 right now? All right, let's roll. Go, last one. How are we going to go? How are we going to go? If we're gathering correctly, growing correctly, giving correctly, and our TTT, going in power is going to be very, very simple. We are all called to go and make disciples. That is the responsibility of every member of Antioch and every believer. This is God's original game plan. Let's get back to the basics of being a Christian. There's nothing else more important. Missions and evangelism to go in power. Bring awareness and give opportunities to the church to get involved across the street and around the world. Can I have an amen? Amen. To share Jesus with anyone and train others to do the same. That is what Antioch is all about. Always have been. Look at this. When we look at gathering, when we look at growing, that is our gathering ministries. The Sunday school and all the different things that we talked about already. There's two aspects of what God expects a New Testament church to do. One is to gather. The other is to scatter. Can't hear you. Don't correct me. Everybody know what I'm saying, even if it's wrong? To scatter. Is that better? That means get out of here. That means to leave the four walls. That means we got to go do something. And oftentimes when people see these scattering ministries and see the people that's involved, They go, wow, man, for a church your size, you got too big of a staff. That's because you don't understand what the New Testament church is supposed to be doing. And that is to scatter ministries to get out there, do things outside the four walls, raise money to bring back into the church to support what it's doing with the tithe. You're going to blow your mind when you find out what we're doing. And you'll be able to see. Adoptions. Did you guys know we have an adoption ministry? To have a home for every legally free child in the state of our system. Let's get some illegal for homes too, huh? All right. Hey, Chris. Is Chris in? Did I just hear Chris? Hey, bro. How many legally free children is it in the state of Washington that we know of? 1,500 legally free, no attachment except the state children in this state of Washington. How many churches do we have in this state, you think? A little over 5,000 churches. 1,500 children, legally free with no attachment, with over 5,000 churches. And we can't get them homes. You know that's a shame? You know what's even more of a shame? Let me share it in a few minutes. Processed 237 adoptions since inception. We worked with Antioch to double that in 5 years. Wrong. We got too many kids sitting out there waiting. I want to double the 237 in 2 years. I mean, you as a church and you as a family is going to have to own this ministry the way God started it here. You have to start praying. What does God want you to do with your home? Does God want you to bring another child in? That's ownership. Not just talking about it, but doing it. Can't hear you. Now, that's only 237. Those are the ones that is finalized. We're not waiting anymore. Those are in-homes finalized adoptions. We've had families adopt 5, 6 kids because we do it for no money. No fee. We try to raise the money because I think it's absolutely wrong for children to be bought in this state or any other state. For money to be exchanged to give Christian homes to kids. That is not right. And I am not going to put up with it because God don't want to put up with it. Oh, began the process of licensing foster kids for free, no fee. Can I have an amen? Amen? Now, I wish that was all, but it's more. Check this out. Let's walk down the points together. Now, we've finalized 237, but we've placed 340 children in helping them find homes since we have started this ministry. Is that enough? If there's 1,500 out there, is that enough? 220 people just last year went through our introductory class. You know what the problem is going through the introductory class? Having people finish the introductory class. Some people will come in and have an introduction, learn all about, get a free home study, and then go to other ministries, I should say other adoption businesses, and pay to get those kids. National average for a white couple trying to adopt a white child, $35,000. Foreign child, $18,000 to $20,000. Cross-cultural child, anywhere from $4,000 to $15,000, according on how much the black couple work makes. Call it sliding scale fee. Is that right, church? Are we going to do something about it? Only way we're going to do something about it is we got to own this ministry. That's where we're going as a church. Support from Washington to Montana to Virginia. All the way, all across. We just started a new ministry in Spokane, Washington. Already placing kids and trying to finalize those adoptions. Let's give God a hand on that, please. Go in power. How are we going to go? Acts. Not the book of Acts, the ministry of Acts. Antioch Counseling and Treatment Services. We've only been doing this about a full year, full time with Robert Riggs. Robert, are you here? Is he outside? Vacation? Is that a foreign word? He's been working himself like crazy. In 1 year, 70 men and women making positive changes in their lives towards Christ. 3 accepted the Lord Jesus as their Savior. 3 reconciled marriages. 2 reconciling now. 18 commitments to sobriety. Let's give God a hand on that. Last but not least, MRI. Bill, are you here? What does MRI stand for? Medical Relief International. Folks, God is awesome. If you haven't known anything about what's going on here, you should be ashamed, because it's a great thing to get a hold of. Evangelism, outreach, our ambassadors, all the things that's going on, amazing. Changing the world one person at a time. And how do we do it? Because of you. Because of your gathering, because of your growing, because of your giving, and because of the most important one, the going to do the job that God wants us to do. Started a scholarship program. We're going to talk a little bit about that. Started tutoring for orphans in Tanzania. Started widows program in Tanzania. Hundreds of people have been helped out of their own pain. Hundreds at a time. Sometimes 200, 300, 400 a day as we move into these cultures. Hundreds have not only heard the gospel, but hundreds have accepted Jesus Christ. One of the major things we do at MRI when we go is we try to always work with a local minister and try to start a church so the people who come to know Christ can have a place where they can go and worship and grow, just like you. They have a place where they can go and gather, just like us. Place to go and give, just like us. Check this out. Next, working with over 200 widows, guys. God said, take care of the widows and the... I think, Bill, can we do the same thing here? Should be able to do it, because we're going to need everybody's help. It's got to be all of us. 80 orphans in tutoring program. 80 orphans being tutored. Have reached people in Honduras, Haiti, Kenya, Tanzania, been in the Philippines. We're starting 2 more trips to the Philippines this coming year. All in Medical Relief International. All doing different ministries that is scattering. All that's important to do what God has called us to do as a church. This is our vision. It's not a small vision, but neither is our God. Next slide as we close. What are we going to do when we gather? What are we going to do when we grow? What are we going to do when we give? And what are we going to do when we go? This is Antioch. We would love for you to be a part of one of the greatest movements and the greatest churches that Jesus Christ put his hands on in modern day. No brag. I don't want you to think, because it's nothing about us. It's all about what God has just put his hands on and what he decides to bless. And I do not want that blessing to be removed. Can I have an amen?
This has been a presentation of Antioch Bible Church. For more information about Antioch Bible Church or to order additional resources, please call 425-556-5905 or go to www.abchurch.org.